Roland Martin from my Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. I hope all is well with you. This story out of Mississippi, pretty interesting, of course. The 13th Amendment, more than 150 years ago, was ratified. It required a constitutional amendment, two-thirds of the state. They ratified it. Mississippi never really did. Didn't get around to approving it until 1995, and even then, they screwed it up. And it wasn't until the movie Lincoln came out where a couple of guys in Mississippi said, we might want to fix this thing. One of them joins us this morning is Ken Sullivan. Ken, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. So you work for the University of Mississippi Medical Center. You're talking to one of your colleagues about how Mississippi never passed or ratified the 13th Amendment. And then when you found out they did 95, they still screwed it up.
Well, that's kind of how it went. Dr. Ranjan Batra, who is a professor there at the university, his office is across the hall from me, back in late November of last year, we met in the hallway, and he asked me if I knew that Mississippi... Well, first he asked me if I'd seen the movie Lincoln, and I told him that my wife and I had planned on going that weekend. And he said, well, I saw it the other night. He said, I've looked into a few things, and he said, I don't think Mississippi ever ratified the 13th Amendment.
Were you stunned?
Well, I was, because in 1995, I was a senior at Crystal Springs High School in Crystal Springs, Mississippi. I'm a lifelong resident here of Mississippi, and... I remembered that year that the Mississippi legislature took that issue up. And I said, Ranjan, I think that we actually did that. I said, I remember, you know, when that action was in the news. And he said, well, I can't find it anywhere on the Internet where it's actually been done. And he said, can you look into that? And so I began to doing some research of my own.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we found the website where, there was an asterisk that said that Mississippi had voted on it in 95 but had never filed it with the Federal Register. Mm-hmm. With the National Archives. And I began to looking more into it, and the first thing I did after that was I actually pulled up the United States Constitution and began to read what was required to get an amendment passed. And the way an amendment has to take place, the first thing I heard you mention about the two-thirds vote, that is actually required in Congress. That is what the movie Lincoln is about. It's based on is getting the two-thirds of Congress to vote on this amendment before it is ever proposed to the states for ratification. Once it is proposed to the states by once the two-thirds vote is gained and is proposed to the states, then you have to have a three-fourths majority of the states vote yay to ratify it.
And they never got that. They never got the three-fourths.
Well, they got three-fourths, but Mississippi wasn't part of the three-fourths.
No, there were several states that I think it was four states at the time, and then in 1865 that did not vote on it. Georgia was the state that was the deciding vote back in 1865.
Ken, I got to ask you this here.
Sure.
A lot of people will say, okay, Ken, does it really matter because it was passed by the other states? And so does it really matter that Mississippi really wasn't on record in actually doing this?
Well, it does matter, and it matters for a lot of reasons. Kentucky finally got around to ratifying it in 1976. Which was there were 36 states in the
Union. And 20 years later was Mississippi.
We're talking 1865.
In 1976, Kentucky was number 35, and then Mississippi took up the action. There were 36 states in the Union at that time. Kentucky was the 35th to do it. Mississippi did it in 1995 in the legislature.
Bottom line is, are we free in Mississippi?
Yes, sir.
And are we free?
We're free.
Have you always felt free in Mississippi?
Oh, yeah. Mississippi is a great place to live. And I'll be honest with you. To me, the main reason this is important, the era of slavery and the Civil War is a dark spot in my state's history, in the South's history. It's in our nation's history. It's a time where our country was divided. And division's not good any time. Particularly people that live in the same place and work together and go to school together, division is just not good. And what a great time. The Lord opened so many doors for this to be accomplished for me. He just guided me through it. And, you know, God's a God of healing, and God's good. And I believe that getting this done is just something that the Lord wanted done.
Well, you know? I'm so glad because I was going down to Mississippi and get my folks.
I was going to do I can't.
I was going to get the Mississippi Joiners and we were going Underground Railroad. I was going to get them out.
Now, Ken, I want you to understand something. All the guy you were just talking about, Tom thought that was a sermon. So just, you know, I mean, you know that. So, but he almost thought that was a sermon. I felt it, Tom. I felt you going, I just got church. I'm good. I heard the amen.
I serve a good God. And so I have to put him in there. I have to give credit where credit is due. My father worked a long time to make sure that children in this state have had an adequate education. He's been a public school superintendent for a long time. I had a good man that brought me up the right way. And I appreciate that.
Well, Ken, we thank you for being diligent and for making it happen. And again, congratulations. It's maybe they're gonna have a free beer for Ken all over Mississippi for hooking the state up. Ken, thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all so much.
24 past the hour.